In his body, there are symptoms of avirbhav. Such appearances are uncommon, but Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu displayed many such pastimes through his different features. Please repeat. In his body, there are symptoms of avirbhav. Such appearances are uncommon, but Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu displayed many such pastimes through his different features. Purport. In the Gaur Ganadesh Deepika, text 74, it is said that Nakul Brahmachari displayed the prowess or avesh, and Pradyumna Brahmachari the appearance avirbhav of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Shivananda Sen has three sons. Last son was Kobi Karnapur. He has written one book, it's called Gaur Ganadesh Deepika. Here it is mentioned the associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who are they in Krishna's pastimes. That book, in text 74, it is mentioned that Nakul Brahmachari displays the Mahaprabhu's avesh pastimes, and Pradyumna Brahmachari, later on his name became Nishingananda Brahmachari, he displayed the pastimes of avirbhav. Avesh means act like Mahaprabhu, and Pradyumna Brahmachari, here avirbhav, it looks like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Avirbhav appearance. That nice explanation in Antolila is there. There are many hundreds and thousands of devotees of Lord Chaitanya, among whom there are no special symptoms. But when a devotee of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu functions with specific prowess, he displays the feature called avesh. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally spread the Sankirtan movement, and he advised all the inhabitants of Bharatvarsha to take up his cult and preach it all over the world. The visible bodily symptoms of devotees who follow such instructions are called avesh. What is the instruction? Bharat bhumite manushya janma hoilo jar janma sarthak kari karo paropokar. Those who are doing that type of activities, they are called avesh. The feature, he displays the feature of avesh. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally spread the Sankirtan movement, and he advised all the inhabitants of Bharatvarsha to take up his cult and preach it all over the world. The visible bodily symptoms of devotees who follow such instructions are called avesh. Srila Shivananda Sen observed such avesh symptoms in Nakul Brahmachari, who displayed symptoms exactly like those of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The Chaitanya Charitamrita states that in this age of Kali, the only spiritual function is to broadcast the holy name of the Lord. But this function can be performed only by one who is actually empowered by Lord Krishna. Kali Yuga Yuga Dharma Namo Sankirtan Krishna Shakti Nainta Tar Pravartan. The religious practice for the age of Kali is Sankirtan, but until one is empowered by Krishna, nobody can preach this Sankirtan also. The process by which a devotee is thus empowered is called Avesh, or sometimes it is called Shaktavesh. Shakti means power, Avesh. That is called Shaktavesh Avatar. When sometimes someone is empowered with knowledge, Gyan Shakti, Shaktavesh Avatar. Brahma is empowered with creation, is called Praja Srishti Shakti. Pradyumna Brahmachari was formerly a resident of a village known as Piyari Ganj in Kalna. There is a description of him in the Antolila of Chaitanya Charitamrita, second chapter, and in the Antolila of Chaitanya Bhagavat, chapter 3 and 9. So here only it is explained in three texts, 57, 58 and 59, Kaviraj Goswami has written this book at the age of 80. He was fearful about completing this book. Like Srila Prabhupada was fearful about completing Srimad Bhagavatam. That is why he is given Lila Purushottam, Krishna, Krishna book. So Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, he was also fearful about completing this great task. He said, I am 80 years old, I cannot see properly and my hand is trembling. But how I am writing, I don't know. Ami briddha jaratur likhite kapayakar tobu lekhi evaro vishay. Ami briddha jaratur. I am so old. Unable to perform my day-to-day activities. Likhite kapayakar. When I started writing, my heart is trembling. Tobu likhi. Still I am writing. Evaro vishmoy. It is astonishing for me. So that is why Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, in the very beginning, he has given in the form of formula. But when he got time, then again he explained. He explained these three verses in Antulila, chapter 2nd, and Vrindavan Das Thakur also in Chaitanya Bhagavat, he explained elaborately in Chaitanya Bhagavat, chapter 3rd and 9th. So we will read from there little. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu delivered the people in three ways. In Antulila, chapter 2nd, from text 3rd. Sarvaloke uddharite gaurayavatar nistarero hetu tar trividha prakar. He delivered the people in three ways. What are the three ways? Shakshat darshanar Yogya Bhakta Jive Abesho Karoye Kaha Kaha Abir Bhave. Shakshat Darshan. The Lord delivered the fallen soul in some places by meeting them directly. One. In other places by empowering a pure devotee. And in still other places by appearing before someone himself. In three ways. Shakshat Darshan, Abesh and আবির্ভাব। সাক্ষাৎ দর্শনে প্রায় শবনিস্তারিল, নকুল ব্রহ্মচারীর দেহে আবিষ্ট হইল। প্রদ্যুম্ন নৃসিংহানন্দ আগে কইলা আবির্ভাব, লোক নিস্তারিব এই ঈশ্বর স্বভাব। শ্রী চৈতন্য মহাপ্রভু ডেলিভার্ড অলমোস্ট অল দি ফলেন সোলস বাই ডাইরেক্টলি মিটিং দেম। হি ডেলিভার্ড আদার্স বাই এন্টারিং দি বডিস অব গ্রেট ডিভোটিস সচ অ্যাজ নকুল ব্রহ্মচারী, অ্যান্ড হি ডেলিভার্ড স্টিল আদার্স বাই অ্যাপিয়ারিং বিফোর দেম অ্যাজ ইন দি কেস অব নৃসিংহানন্দ ব্রহ্মচারী। I shall deliver the fallen souls. This statement characterizes the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Shakhat darshane shab jagat tarila, ek bar je dekhila she kritartho hoila. Now explaining shakshat darshan, how he delivered by shakshat darshan. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was personally present, anyone in the world who met with him once was fully satisfied and became spiritually advanced. Not only that, they are like touchstone. They can deliver other people, and they will deliver other people. That is the power of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That is power of Sankirtan movement. In this connection, Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami, when met first time Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by seeing him, they composed one verse. Namo Mahabadannayo Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnayo Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gauru Tishinu. Rupa Sanatan also devotee, we are also devotees. We are unable to understand the meaning, and by seeing the composed Sanskrit verse, and that is the difference with us. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu addressed here, Namo Mahabadannayo. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu addressed as Mahabadanna. Badanna, Mahabadanna, three, Maha. Badanna. Badanna means, badanna words come from dan. Dan means giving charity. So, badanna means, he who is greatest donor. But mahabadanna means unparalleled. Mahabadanna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is unparalleled. What is Badanna, proper English? Okay, magnanimous. So why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has addressed as Mahabadanna, magnanimous? Donor, there are so many donors here. You know, say patron member. Someone's name is written in the board, someone's not, and someone only some sweets. Different donors are treated in different ways. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Mahabadanna. Why? Why somebody's name, patron member name is gold plate, someone only some sweets? Why is there such difference? Yes, some difference is there. Because we cannot compare everyone equally. So how we compare? By seeing two things. How costly thing he is giving, and in which price he is giving. By seeing these two things, we can calculate the magnanimity. First we calculate how costly thing he has given, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. If somebody is distributing ash, and somebody is distributing gold, who is more magnanimous? Naturally gold. And something made in our city and made in West? Which one is better? Made in West. West is the best. And is someone made in the other planet? Like some cheaters were selling some rocks that is, we bought it from moon planet. They collect so much money. Why? Because that rocks came from moon planet. So, if come from distant places, more costly. And what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given, not moon and sun planet, not from this universe, it's other universe. Not from other universe, not from in the material world, from spiritual world. So if someone is giving something from other world, not material, spiritual, how big donor is he? Not only that, if someone gives the costly thing from the spiritual world, what is the most costly thing in the spiritual world? Most powerful is Krishna. Most costly person is Professor Krishna. But devotees are purchasing Krishna. Sri Radha Gokulananda ki, Sri Ram Lakshman Sita Hanuman ki. If I go to a shop and if I give 50 pound for one pair of kartal, and if he gives that kartal, what is most costly, kartal or 50 pound? If you have mobile, if I give, okay, I want to give 1,000 pound, please give me. If you give it to me, what does it mean? He purchases a low price. If I can purchase with some price, that means, if I purchase a kartal with 10 pound, that means the seller has purchased it with less price. So if I am able to purchase Krishna, that means the price by which they are selling, buying Krishna, that is more costly than Krishna. So what is that? That is holy name. That is Narottam Das Thakur said, Golokero Premodhan Harinam Sankirtan. In Golok Vrindavan, this dust are Chintamani. In Golok Vrindavan, dust are Chintamani. But in the Golok Vrindavan, there is a house. Inside the house, there is locker. Inside the locker, some oily things. That is Harinam. Golokero Premodhan Harinam Sankirtan. In Golok Vrindavan, the wealth is actually holy name. In Golok Vrindavan, Chintamani is the dust is Chintamani, but holy name is their wealth. And by through that, one can purchase Krishna. Why? How? Someone can purchase someone through love. One becomes sold out to someone due to love. So we can, in Golok Vrindavan, devotees purchasing Krishna through holy name, their love. So that holy name is the, how much costly thing, nobody can compare with that holy name. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given that holy name. So in one consideration, how much costly thing he has given? There is no comparison with the holy name. And now we see another consideration in how much price he has taken for that. Somebody is selling gold with 100 pound and somebody 1,000 pound. Naturally, those are giving 100 pound is more magnanimous. And somebody is giving free, is more. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu not only free, he is going door to door and knocking the door. Please, I want to beg. Please take it. And not only that, Chaitanya Nityananda saying, if you take this holy name, I will become your servant. Atavoli Nityananda Bhume Gorija. Nityananda Bhuva Chaitanya Mahaprabhu going, they are saying, Amare Kinialoho Bhajo Gaudhari. I will become sold out to you if you chant Gauranga Mahaprabhu's name, Nityananda Bhuva saying. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saying, If you chant Krishna's name, you can conquer me. So, costly thing without price. So that is the magnanimity of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That is why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu addressed Namo Maha Badanyaya. Why? Krishna Prema Pradayate. Most costly thing actually Krishna Prema. As Krishna is costly, most costly person, and by whose you can purchase him, the Krishna Prem. As Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is giving that Prem, Krishna Prem, that is why he is Mahabhadanya. Now another question may come, how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is giving Krishna Prem? Like anyone of you here, can announce that any girl can go to the Charles or Prince, you can marry him. Can you announce like that? Is any person can announce, okay, go to Prince and marry him. Can anyone announce? Who can announce? Only Prince can announce. Anyone, any girl can come, I can marry him. Marry her. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying, distribute Krishna Prem, if he is not Krishna, how is distributing Krishna Prem? That is why Krishnayo Krishna Chaitanya Namne. He is Krishna actually, but took the name of Krishna Chaitanya. Now question may come, Krishna and Chaitanya, if you see together, but there is no similarities. But there Rupa Goswami said, Gaura Tisha Nama, Tish means color. Though Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself, but color is different. Now question may come, why color is different? Because due to our mood, there is change of our bodily feature. If we become angry, our body shakes, face become red, trembling. And if we morose, sometimes water comes from the eyes. So due to change of mood in the heart, there is changing in the body. As our body and mind is different, still there is change of mood in the mind, the changes in body. But if someone's mind, body, all are the same, if there is change in mind, then automatically there is change in the body. Our mind, body and soul is different. But Krishna's, there is no difference. Body, soul, mind, there is no difference. So as though we have difference, body, mind and soul, still due to change in mind, there is changes in body. So if Krishna's change of mood in the mind, the mood of in the Kali Yuga, Krishna's mood is distributing love. Whose mood this one? Radharani's mood. As the mood is Radharani's mood, that is why bodily complexion also changes. He is Krishna himself, but two things are changed due to mood, bhav and duti. Duti means color. Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gaura Tishanam. The Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself, only difference is his color. The Chaitanya Mahaprabhu how he showed his causeless mercy in three ways, Pratyaksha, Avesh and Abhirbhav. Here, Krishna's congregation explaining how Avesh. Every year, devotees from Bengal used to go to meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Jagannath Puri. Gauro desher bhaktagan pratyabdho ashiya puno gauro deshe jai prabhure miliya. Every year, devotees from Bengal would go to Jagannath Puri to meet Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And after the meeting, they would return to Bengal. Ar nana desher lok ashi Jagannath Chaitanya charan dekhi hoilo kritarth. Similarly, people who went to Jagannath Puri from various provinces of India were fully satisfied after seeing the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Saptadipir lokar navakhandavasi devagandharva kinnar manushyabeshe ashi. People from all over the universe, including the seven islands, the nine khandas, the planets of the demigods, Gandharva Lok and Kinnar Lok, would go there in the forms of human being. Prabhure dekhiya jaye Vaishnavaya Krishna boli nache sab premavishto hoya. Having seen the Lord, they all become Vaishnavas. Thus, in ecstatic love of Godhead, they chanted the Hare Krishna mantra and danced. Ei moto darshane trijagato nistari je kahe je keho ashite nare aneko sangsari. Thus, by direct meeting, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu delivered the three worlds. Some people, however, were entangled in material activities and could not go. Tashava tarite prabhu jei sab deshe yogya bhakta jib dehe koreno aveshe. To deliver people in regions throughout the universe who could not meet him, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally entered the bodies of pure devotees. Shei jive nijo bhakti karena prakashe tahar darshane Vaishnav haye sarva deshe. Thus, he empowered living beings, his pure devotees, by manifesting in them so much of his own devotion that people in all other countries become devotees by seeing him. Ei moto abeshe tar ilo tribhuvan gaure joiche abesh kori dikdarshan. In this way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu delivered the entire three worlds, not only by his personal presence, but also by empowering others. I shall briefly describe how he empowered a living being in Bengal. What is his name? Nakul Brahmachari. Abesh is Nakul Brahmachari and Avirbhav Pradyumna Brahmachari. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave his name? As he was very attached to Nrisingadev, that is why Mahaprabhu gave his name. Nishingananda. So both pastimes are here. In Ambua Muluk, there was a person named Nakul Brahmachari. Oh, I have not read the verse. Ambua Muluk hai Nakul Brahmachari Paramo Vaishnav Deho Barodhi Kari. In this place, Ambika Kalna, there is a Nakul Brahmachari who was a perfectly pure devotee, greatly advanced in devotional service. Gauru desher lok nistarite mono hoilo nokul ridaye prabhu abeshoko orilo. Desiring to deliver all the people of Bengal, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu entered the heart of Nakul Brahmachari. Grahagrastho praya nakul premabishto hoya hashe kanne nache gay unmotto hoya. Nakul Brahmachari became exactly like a man haunted by a ghost. Grahagrastho, Thus, he sometimes laughed, sometimes cried, sometimes danced, and sometimes chanted like a madman. Asrukampostambosed sattikavikar nirantar preme nitto shagana hunkar. He continuously exhibited bodily transformation of transcendental love. Thus, he cried, trembled, became stunned, perspirized, danced in love of Godhead, and made sounds like those of a cloud. Toiche gaurakanti toiche sada premabesh taha dekhibare aise sarva gaura desh. His body shone with the same luster of that of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he showed the same absorption in ecstatic love of Godhead. People came from all provinces of Bengal to see these symptoms. Jare dekhe tare kahe kaho Krishna naam tahar darshane lok hoy premoddam. He advised whomever he met to chant the holy names Hare Krishna. Thus, upon seeing him, people were overwhelmed with love of Godhead. Chaitanya Rabeshay Nokulero Dehe Shuni Shivananda Aila Koriya Sandehe. So, if I read, it will take long time. Just I want to give a summary. There is a big devotee, God's Shivananda Sen. He got to know that everybody is saying Nakul Brahma Chaitanya Mahaprabhu entered in the body of Nakul Brahmachari. He want to test him. So he went, he said, if Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, if he calls me by going outside of the village, he stayed on the garden, and he said, if Nakul Brahmachari calls me, then I'll understand he is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And if he able to tell me what is my mantra, Bij mantra, so then I'll believe that he is there is Avesh of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then Nakul Brahmachari sent some people, bring Shivananda here. He is staying outside. And when Shivananda came, so then Nakul Brahmachari told, why you doubt about me? Your mantra is four syllable Gopal mantra, Gaur Gopal mantra. Prabhupada translates Gauranga also four syllable, and also Hare Krishna, that is also four words. So anyone may be, it is not mentioned which one. In that way, it's proved that Nakul Brahmachari was empowered by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and after that there is another explanation of Pradyumna Brahmachari, where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu entered in his body. Hare Krishna.